Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment. It's today. Two girls with two names. This is just Carol Ann Parisi today. Mary Lynn's doing some stuff, feeling a little under the weather, so keep her in your prayers. Anyway, hey, thanks for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It is time to awaken to empowerment. There is so much going on, so we're at a tipping point. So let me start off right now by saying thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Parisi. I'd like to welcome you to the show if you've never heard me before and go download some archives. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about entrepreneurship. Because entrepreneurship made America great. So building a million-dollar business, 10 tips for entrepreneurs. And this comes from an article that I'm reading. So number one. Don't ask for permission. When we're thinking of starting, you don't want to be talking to a million people about it. Pray about it. Get mentoring. And that's standing on the shoulders of giants. Number two, find good mentors. You know, if you could go ahead and find people that could actually help you and help you rise. No, it says here, learn to code. I don't know what that means, but it says it opens your mind to potential business ideas. And then it says learn design basics. This sounds like internet stuff. Do it with friends. Do it with friends that are of integrity. Okay? Start small. Number six, do things that don't scale. That might actually sound counterintuitive, but to go ahead that you want customer satisfaction above all that. Expect and learn from failure, absolutely. Ask yourself your why and just do it. So this is from an ad from, let's see, what is this, $1 million Business Tips, and I found it on the internet, and I love reading about things like this. Doesn't mean everything is pertinent to you, you know. But it's building a million-dollar business, 10 tips for entrepreneurs, and it's Ala Badala or something. That's the name of that webpage. So what did we say? Don't wait for permission. Stand on the shoulder of giants, get mentoring, listening to Awaken to Empowerment. He says learn to code, learn design basics, do it with friends, start small, do things that don't scale. Expect and learn from failure. Ask yourself why. Just start. And then I'm going to add, remember why you started. So if you ask yourself why am I doing this? Remember why you started. Because sometimes things get tough. But tough times don't last. Tough people do. So hopefully that's some good ideas for you. Now, here's another thing from Retirement Baby Boomers, 8 online business ideas for retirees. Anybody can do this. Fitness trainer, which I'm a certified personal fitness trainer. Financial advisor, sell crafts online, sell vintage items, any type of consulting, nutrition coach, food business, create books and courses. So you're listening to Awaken to Empowerment, and I'm going to come up with some great courses for everyone to go ahead and do, not to be confused with The Great Courses, which is a teaching company, which is absolutely fabulous. So do something from home. There's always ways to make money. Go look, and I've said this before, eBay. Oh, my gosh. There is so much stuff. You could look through your house and sell on eBay or go to some of your favorite resale shops and they have their sales. And you could actually go ahead and do some wonderful reselling. So, you know, ultra-processed junk food is really linked to advanced aging and at the cellular level. Yep, well, I told you, this is Awaken to Empowerment. You know, body, mind, spirit, and, of course, politics, because 49 days, we have an election. And if you hate Trump more than you love America and freedom, well, don't listen to this show. Because you know what? We are on a precipice. We're going to lose freedom. But here's another thing. You know, processed junk food is so bad. They really, you've got to be so careful. And it does affect your DNA and proteins and your telomeres. And your telomeres are found in the ends of your chromosomes. So short telomeres is a marker of biological aging at the cellular level. And the study suggests that a diet is a huge factor in that. So you want to eat good nutritionally. So while the correlation is strong, casual relationship between highly processed foods and diminished telomeres remains speculative. But you know something? We want to put garbage good, garbage in, garbage out. Remember, junk food is not real food. Ultra-processed food are industrially manufactured substances composed of a mix of oils, fats, sugar, starch, and they contain little, if any, natural whole foods. So they also have artificial flavorings, colorings, emulsifiers, preservatives. You really want all that crap in your body? And it really says, its studies show ultra-processed foods add to hypertension, obesity, depression, type 2 diabetes, and some forms of cancer. So take good supplements, eat real food, be healthy, be free, be happy. And let's see, we got a ton of really great stuff to talk about today. Let's see here. Okay, we did that. 8 online businesses, and here's some motivation to change. Really want to change? Change your mind. Change your heart. You want to go ahead and put good stuff in your brain, too, because if you go ahead and focus on happy thoughts, and high-vibe things, you're going to do better. That's a million times. You want to eat good food. You want to get some manageable exercise. You want to hang out with good, positive people. And, you know, just really, you know, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We do have whatever our heart desires. Unlike Michelle Obama, who talks about systematic racism from her $12 million home. See, this witch, former first lady, I call her the first Yeti, she condemned what she called systematic racism. Yeah, systematic racism from the wife of a president who got elected twice. Oh, a black president that got elected twice, yeah. Okay, emanating from the White House and elsewhere around the country. Okay, seriously? She blames all these killings on Trump. It's disgusting. She's just disgusting. Excuse me, Michelle, it's really hard to believe that this country is systematically racist is from your $12 million house. Perhaps maybe you need to go to the city of Chicago. And, oh, yeah, that's right. That's where Hubby's from, right? And it's a shithole. Why? Because of Democrat, quote-unquote, leadership. So I'm going to get off on a little politics here because it's time to talk a little truth about our political environment. We are 49 days away from an election. We have Joe Biden, who is half asleep. Poor man has dementia. And we have Donald Trump, who loves America, who's not even getting paid. We have Joe that has been riding the dragon. And by the way, that is a movie. You could go and just see it, Google it, Riding the Dragon. Or you can go to the website, greatawakening.ning.com. It's our featured movie for this month. And Hunter Biden made millions of dollars. Millions, millions, millions. His sister made millions running his campaign. His brother. This has enriched his family. Google China General Nuclear. That's one of Hunter's little pet projects because of Daddy riding on Air Force Two with Daddy. Yeah, okay. Really fair to the American people, you know? So, really, it's time for people to wake up. It is time for people to start doing some their own thinking, you know? And now here, this Chinese virologist, this is COVID, because they're trying to blame COVID on Trump. There's a Chinese virologist that alleged COVID-19 was human-made in a lab. And she says that she could back up this explosive claim. She's a doctor. And Dr. Li Mengyang, a former researcher at the Hong Kong School of Public Health, posted a paper on the open access repository website Zenote that she claims shows SARS and COVID-2 could be conveniently created in a laboratory setting in 6 months. Okay? COVID-2 genome suggesting sophisticated laboratory modification rather than natural evolution and delineation of its probable synthetic route. Mm-hmm. It claims to now note SARS-CoV-2 shows biological characteristics that are inconsistent with naturally occurring zoonotic virus. Okay, so this is not a naturally occurring zoonotic virus. Other scientists out of California have previously published a journal article, Map a Virus Genetic Sequence, which they say SARS-CoV-2 is not laboratory construct or purposely manipulated. So there's some talk over there. Now, hey, lovely Kamala's. Sorry, Kamala Harris, was saying a Harris administration. Yeah, a little psycho slip of the lip, Kamala. She wants to take over. She wants to take over, and she is the most leftist senator. She's very lovely, but she got to her loveliness on her back. She was doing Willie Brown. When he was 60, she was 30. That's not how women get ahead in the world, unless you're a hoe. So Kamala is a hoe. I'm surprised and shocked that the feminists are not just disgusted and repulsed by Kamala, you know, getting down with a older married man with children to get ahead in her career. But yes, Ms. Kamala said a Harris administration together with Joe Biden. So that's the truth. She just wants to rule and be in control of things. Very disgusting. Very, very duplicitous. But that's how this woman is. That's how she rocks. That's how she rolls. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with telling people the truth. The truth has no agenda, and the truth is actually a very high vibe thing to do. So anyway, lots of things going on. We do have we have an election in 49 days, and if we don't do the right thing by this country, I think that this country may not ever look the same again. So start your business, live your life, live for yourself. Get out of big government, okay? I mean, we don't need socialism, and that's what the left wants. So remember, education is dumbing down our kids. And it's funny how the left doesn't want school choice. Of course not. That's where the indoctrination takes place. So it's just really, you know, sad. And also, Kamala, back to Kamala, when she was Attorney General, half the stuff that she talked about, she did. She put more minorities in jail and people in jail out of convenience or for her donors. It's actually disgusting. But, we've got things going on, and we've got things that need to be said. Like in Palatine, District 211, this teacher posted something, which is actually profound and stunning, and it's true. She finds the term to be a white privilege to be as racist as the N-word. Absolutely. It's a racial slur. White privilege is slurring people of whiteness. White privilege, it is racist on its face. And this woman wrote, you have not walked in my shoes either, so do not make assumptions about me and my so-called white privilege. You think America's racist and you've been hoodwinked by the white liberal establishment, race baiters like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. She lost her job for speaking the truth. So I would love to get her on the radio, but it's actually disgusting. I mean, it is. You know what? Why do we even have to look at people's color of their skin? Whatever happened about judging someone by the content of their character? We're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to put out good vibes. What is all this with race, gender, class? I mean, we're all people, and we can all help each other. If each one could reach one, each one could teach one. But no, the leftist wants everybody to conform. Now, the devil, George Soros, is pumping billions into mail-in voting. Yeah, how interesting. My Fitbit that I sent away, and I have the receipt right here, the tracking receipt, on August 13th has not reached its destination yet. It is up September 15th. Yes, it is. So, you know, here are some of the supported groups by Soros. It's pretty bad. The Act Blue, and they are funded by Soros. They lie about it, though. They get a ton of money from Act Blue, from George Soros, Act Blue, because they want to just take over the world. They're directly funded by George Soros, Open Society Foundations. That's just how it is. And Black Lives Matter, it's very disgusting because they do not believe in family. Think about it. Slaves were torn apart from their families. Now, my friend Kim was talking about Jesus coming back, but I do want to say something about 5G. My one girlfriend, Nancy, who's been on this show with us, says that 5G is really bad. So they say it's very dangerous to our cellular communication. It has a higher energy radiation. So, and there's a lot of 5G going on right now. And they say people are getting more negative and just frustrated. And back to the COVID, there's also that thermometer that goes ahead and takes your temperature at your pineal gland. So, I don't know. Maybe that's something that's affecting people. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, I think the pineal gland is very important. That's where we get a lot of our good vibes from. So now, here we are on the 15th of September, and my girlfriend Kim tells me on Rosh Hashanah, which is, I think, the 20th, right? No, I'm sorry, it's the 19th, Rosh Hashanah. Jesus is coming back. So people, be prepared. You know, obviously there's a lot of crazy going on, but there's a lot of preachers now that are saying that 2020 can be the end of the world. Prophecies of the book of Revelation have been fulfilled. I mean, things are happening. Yes, there was some deal with the Middle East and Israel. And so, you know, the blood moons, we don't know about these things. There's a lot of things. A lot of articles out there that say that this is it. So be prepared, you know. Perhaps this month, Bible follower tips Rosh Hashanah for second coming of Jesus Christ. He could make his grand return. So, and, you know, there is stuff that says that will be the time he does return. But then again, our Bible tells us we're not to know the date or time. So with that, we are starting something called the Yasha Prayer Force. We should probably just pray and be positive. And God's word tells us, be not afraid. And I love this. This is a Psalm 71. And it talks about somebody in his old age, but it's really a good psalm. And I wish I could have it in front of me, but let's see if I can see it. I don't know. I got some wonky computer stuff going on here. But we need to have a deep knowledge of God, and we need to trust God, and we need to praise God and leave this all in God's hands, because life is short. Jesus is going to come back soon, and don't you want to have the best life here as well as in the next life? So anyway, interesting show today, kind of all over the place, but that's kind of how I roll. That's kind of who I am. This is Carol Parisi. I do love America. I love freedom. I love liberty. I love truth. And I love to be awakened. So little thing on confidence. When you doubt yourself, you defeat yourself. Doubt is the killer of dreams, ideas, and relationships. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain when you believe in the greatness of who you are and what you do. Nobody can make you feel insecure or bad about yourself without your permission. Practice believing in yourself and your body and mind, and life will follow. It's okay to be afraid from time to time, but don't let that fear keep you from trying or giving your best. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Keep your vibe high. Keep praying. Pray for yourself. Pray for your country. Pray for those that you love. And going to go ahead and check out here today, because I think it's time. It's time to just go ahead and say we love you, and peace, love, empowerment, freedom, and, you know, we want everybody to be well, be blessed, be free. Got to be that change we wish to see. And this is Carol Ann P. I think that's it for today. I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch. There's a whole emotional scale. So let's talk about the vibes again real quick, okay? Highest vibe, gratitude and love, being generous, meditation, forgiveness, eat that high vibe food, reduce alcohol, think positive thoughts. Consume high-vibe music, surround yourself with beauty, go outside, and make sure you have great high-vibe relationships. So let's end this on a good note. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'm here with Awaken to Empowerment. Today was a little political as well as truthful. So, again, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. Ciao, ciao. Catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio's Carol Ann. Love you. Bye-bye.